Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, repeatedly throughout the scripture, Paul expressed praise and gratitude to God for the great, amazing grace that God extended to him. Those of you who are good Bible readers know that God had interrupted Paul's mad career of persecuting the church and offered him grace, forgiveness, and guidance. The Apostle Paul responded with an attitude of gratitude and surrendered his life to God's divine will. As time went on, Paul gave God all of the credit for being responsible for the miracle that had taken place in his life. In our scriptural text today, Paul thanks God for his amazing grace. God's amazing grace is something more than one of his characteristics. It is God's love, God's mercy, and God's kindness all summed up in one word. That's grace. God's amazing grace is God's favor in action toward those who do not deserve his grace nor his mercy. The Apostle Paul states in our scripture text, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am." The Apostle Paul realized that if it had not been for God's amazing grace, he would have been lost and condemned in his sin. This brings us to our first point we want to share with you today. And that is, what did God's amazing grace reveal to the Apostle Paul? I tell you what it revealed. It revealed to Apostle Paul that he was not what he had once been. You see, Paul testifies in verse 9 of the text, "For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, Paul was not what he had once been." Those of you who are good Bible readers remember that the biblical record of Paul's disdain for Christ Jesus and his church is found in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 7, when Stephen, the preaching deacon, was being stoned to death because of his testimony of faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. It was Apostle Paul who was present in the crowd. And not only was he present, the Bible tells us that he was there giving approval to Stephen's death. And then in Acts chapter 8, the Bible tells us that when great persecution broke out against the church, that it was Paul who began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off men and women and put them in prison. Yes, Paul, after receiving the grace of God, admitted that he had been a cruel persecutor of the church. But by God's amazing grace, God's grace made the difference in his life. And there are some of us who are here and some who are watching and listening who can testify with Paul that we too at one time in our lives were persecutors of the church. We may not have been physically arresting Christians like Paul did, but we have said and done some harsh things to those who took a stand for Christ and his righteousness. Because we were not ready to give up our sinful ways, we persecuted those who were connected to us for allowing Christ to be the Lord of their lives. And some of us are willing to admit today that if it had not been for God's amazing grace extended to us, we would still be operating as full-time church troublemakers. Am I right about it? God has brought many of us from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. And when we pause and reflect back over our lives, all we can see is God's amazing grace at work in our lives. Some of us at one time had developed some bad habits, but by the grace of God, we are no longer in bondage to the bad habits that we developed. Some of us had some personal relationships that went sour, which caused us to become bitter. But now, because of God's amazing grace, those bitter relationships have turned sweet again. Sin that would have easily beset some of us in the past, through God's grace, now we have the power to resist that sin. Yes, we can know of a surety that by God's amazing grace, we are not what we once were. Are you glad about that? And by God's amazing grace, Paul was not what he had once been. And I'm so glad that you and I have the same testimony that since Christ has come into our lives, we are not the same people that we once were. Secondly, by God's amazing grace, Paul was what he did not deserve to be. Let me say it again. By God's amazing grace, Paul was what he did not deserve to be. Paul states this in verse 10 of the text. He says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. My brothers and sisters, man finds it very difficult to accept and to understand the grace of God. You know why? Because man is naturally proud and independent and wants to depend on his own righteousness, his own merit, and his own achievement. But Paul, by the grace of God, had experienced a miraculous change in his life. In other words, Paul was what he did not deserve to be. You see, by God's amazing grace, Paul's sins had been forgiven. How many of you know and believe that Jesus Christ will forgive you of all manner of sin? Oh, y'all clap like that ain't nothing. But I thank God that he has forgiven me of all my sins. The Apostle John tells us in his first epistle, chapter 1, verse 9, he says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen, though Paul called himself the chief or worst of sinners, Jesus forgave him and brought about a miraculous change in his life. Yes, by God's amazing grace, Paul's sins had been forgiven. And guess what? Those of us which have accepted Jesus Christ into our lives can declare, like Paul, that our sins have been forgiven. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's some good news. Paul realized that he did not deserve all that God, through his grace, had given him. And my brothers and sisters, none of us, I said none of us, let me say it like they say it in the country, not near one of us, have done so much good where we can put God in our debt or demand based upon our works that we are deserving of his favor or that God owes us anything at all. I don't know about you, but I realize that I did not and I still don't deserve all the mercy, forgiveness, patience, love, and blessings that God has given to me over the span of my entire life. I don't know about you, but I realize that even today, I still, that's right, I have shortcomings. I still make mistakes. And even at times I fail to maintain the faith in God's ability to do all things. But guess what? He keeps on applying his amazing grace to my account and keeps on blessing me over and over and over again. Like the Apostle Paul, I too, by the grace of God, am not what I deserve to be. And guess what? You don't either. I know I don't deserve being a pastor. I don't deserve being a husband and a father. I don't deserve to be a preacher of the gospel. But I thank God for his amazing grace. I thank him that I am not what I deserve to be. And the Apostle Paul and I am not the only ones here today that ought to be praising God for making us who we are and not what we deserve to be. Am I right about it? If God would not have looked beyond some of our faults and allowed us to become what he wanted us to be, some of us would be in a world of trouble right now. Some of us would still be alcoholics. Some of us would still be drug addicts. Some of us would still be sexually perverted. Some of us would still be hateful, mean, and cantankerous. Some of us would still be hopelessly wandering about with no sense of direction. And some of us would still be crazy and out of our minds. But thank God for his amazing grace. His grace changed us. His grace forgave us. His grace made us a new creature by the grace of God. Paul, you and I are not what we deserve to be. By the grace of God, Paul was not what he had once been and not what he deserved to be. But finally, by God's amazing grace, Paul was what he never expected himself to be. Let me say that again. By God's amazing grace, Paul was what he never expected himself to be. You see, Paul did not expect to become converted to the cause that he was persecuting. Paul never dreamed that he would one day become the great missionary apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul never dreamed that he would be used by the Holy Spirit as one of the authors of the Holy Scriptures. But by God's amazing grace, Paul became what he never expected himself to be. And my brothers and sisters, there are some of us here today or watching or listening who in our own personal lives felt that we would never achieve anything in life. Come on, some of our own family members and some of our so-called friends told us that we would never amount up to anything. We were told that nobody in our family or nobody connected to us ever amounted to anything, and so there was no hope for us. But thank God for His amazing grace. What some of us had accepted at one time as our final station in life, God's amazing grace lifted us up into high places and made us the people that we never expected to become. Where at one time we were haters of God and haters of men, now because of God's grace, we are lovers of God and lovers of our fellow man. Because of God's amazing grace, we were once rebellious, but now that we are recipients of grace, we are now obedient. At one time, we were lost, but because of God's grace, we can now say we are found. Some of us at one time were sad, but because of God's amazing grace, we can say I'm happy with Jesus alone. The hymn writer wrote, "Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, because it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know why Jesus came to love me so, but I don't know how you feel about it. But I'm so glad that He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. Are you glad that God looked beyond your mistakes, looked beyond your miserable failings, looked beyond all your faults, and blessed you according to your needs? What God, by His grace, did for Paul, guess what? I've got some good news. He can do it for you today. God can change your heart. God can forgive you of your sins. God can give you a new direction. God can fill you with His Holy Spirit. God can use you to win others to Him. God can make you what you never expected to become. Can somebody say, thank God for His amazing grace? Y'all know that God's grace was in effect even before He created the world. Y'all was with me in Bible study this past Wednesday, and we learned that even before God created the world, He chose us. Lord, have mercy. He chose us by His grace to become heirs, children of God. So if you're here today and you claim to be a child of God, you ought to give Him praise and glory for His grace. Amazing grace.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.